morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. Today I want to talk about, and I can't believe I finally get to talk about it, the first of many. I'm going to talk about the PlayStation 5. So, in what is probably the weirdest PR, continuing the weirdest PR plan for a console ever, except for surprise announcing it at E3, like the Sega Saturn, Sony shadow dropped information about the PlayStation 5 yesterday. So, it came in the form of two things. One was a pretty big Wired article. I'm not sure what Wired did to get all these exclusives, but more power to them. And a PlayStation blog post from Jim Ryan. So, who is, you know, big executive over there. So, yeah, where do we start? First, it's officially called the PlayStation 5. What's really funny about this is when they made an initial announcement earlier on this year, they shared some information about their next generation console. They did it in April, I believe, is when the last Wired article went up. And they didn't refer to it as the PlayStation 5. They called it their next generation hardware. And which is weird to me. I just didn't know why they wouldn't just call it the PlayStation 5. They were obviously going to call it the PlayStation 5. But here we go. Now we know it. It's official. It's called the PlayStation 5. And it is coming in holiday of 2020. So we'll put a pin in what that means and how that's going to shake up in a little bit. But they obviously didn't show anything. There were no screenshots. There were no videos. But they did go, in the Wired article, they went into some very specific hardware information. The big things are, it's obviously going to be more powerful. A big thing that's being thrown around a lot, and we're actually going to put up a piece that kind of defines what it is ray tracing, which is essentially lighting. And dynamic lighting within the game. And they said that that's going to be hardware as opposed to kind of software emulated, which is a big deal from a quality perspective. I think for families, the big difference is the PlayStation 5 is going to be using what's called a solid state hard drive. Really, all that means for the less tech savvy among us is a solid state hard drive is faster. They are, they're generally more expensive, which again, we'll get to that in a minute. But they are faster. Basically, it allows for the computer to access the files on that drive much faster, which means lower load times. It also means in open world games, like for example, when you are playing Spider-Man and swinging, right? The game is using design tricks to, you know, one of them being limiting your speed, to allow you to allow the system time to load what's going on down the street. So while you're swinging down the street, it is loading as you are moving, it's loading what is happening in the distance as you get closer to it. So it's like it predicts where you are moving and tries to load that stuff in. And so and then kind of abandons the stuff that's behind you, because if it's behind you, it doesn't need to render it, et cetera. So it's done that way. But obviously one of the ways they limit that is they limit your top speed. And I'm sure that's something that they test and they work on. I don't work in a development environment. If the game loads faster, then they can do all sorts of things like make it so you can move faster. Or, you know, limit micro loading times. You know, one of the things that you find, like, and I think Skyrim is a really good example. Like, every time you open a door, you have a loading screen, right? Every time. no questions. You have a big old loading screen. Sometimes those loads are 15, 20, 30, you know, sometimes even longer seconds, especially if you're loading to go outside. Having a solid state hard drive that limits those loads, that limits that. So that's a pretty big deal. Is loading is just one of those things that we get used to, that we have dealt with, and as gamers, we just kind of live with, but man, will it be nice when they are gone. Some of the other upgrades, again, this is meant to be a more powerful system. I don't really think it's going to blow us out of the water graphically the same way that like going from the PS2 to the PS3 did or something like that, but I'm sure it's going to look great. We'll have more examples of that later. But one of the big announcements they made was changes to the controller. So every generation, they come up with a new controller. This will likely be the DualShock 5, although for whatever reason, they did not call it that. And there were two key changes that they announced. Obviously, they didn't show it to us, so we don't know, you know, what it looks like outside of the fact that we can assume it looks like a standard PlayStation controller. The two changes, one is called haptic feedback. That is more or less Rumble HD or HD Rumble from the Joy-Cons. They are designed to give you a more detailed feel, to give you more distinctions between the different, you'll know if you're running through mud or running through snow. It'll give you those different sensations. You know, getting run into while you're in a car is different than getting tackled. Right? So they are definitely trying to kind of adding to the realism is not the right word, but they are definitely trying to add to the experience. So, and I think that's really cool. I've loved some of the neat stuff that Nintendo has done because, you know, with the HD Rumble, lots of really cool options. The fact that PlayStation will have that, especially for their first-party games, sounds really cool. The other thing that, and this is the one that I'm actually the most excited about, is they announced what they're calling like adaptive triggers. Now, what that means is the L2 and R2 button, which if you hold the controller, there are two triggers. Well, there's a trigger and there are bumpers. The bumpers are the buttons that are at the very top that are very similar to the L and R, like on the SNES controller. And so there's L and R, and they are bumper buttons. And then there are triggers underneath them. So those triggers are, on the DualShock 5 or whatever they're going to call the new controller, are going to be, the controller is going to be able to adapt the pressure and the feeling that you have while pulling those triggers. Based on the game state. So, for example, perhaps you would use that button to draw a bow. They can use the mechanisms within the hardware to actually make it feel like you are drawing a bow. Maybe it'll have some of that tension. You know, when you're pulling back a bow, it has like, you know, fits and starts like a little bit, right? There's a little bit of, while you're stretching that piece of equipment that maybe it is harder at first, and then it gets a little bit easier that last, couple seconds because you've kind of applied the appropriate amount of force. I don't know. It's having the ability to give feedback through a button press is something we haven't been able to do. Now, right now, there are buttons that if you push them softer, they have a different result than if you push them harder. This will be kind of the opposite of that. Depending on what's happening in the game, the button might push back, which I think is super neat. I can't wait to see how that all works. Those are some of the announcements they made as far as changes. They didn't make any game announcements, although Bluepoint, who is a company that is famous for most recently doing a complete remake of Shadow of the Colossus for PlayStation 4, has, they said that they are working on something big, but they didn't say what it was. So we don't know any games other than that Bluepoint is making something, and we know the third-party games are coming, right? So we know that we can assume that Assassin's Creed and Call of Duty and Madden and all that will be on the PlayStation 5. And we'll see all that next year. But we know that the system is coming in holiday 2020. And we don't know anything about price. We don't even know what it looks like. But holiday 2020 is... I mean, it's a good time for them. They've got another holiday season. Then they have all next year to kind of hype it up. And then the E3 cycle, whether they choose to attend E3 or not, I don't know. But they have that time to hype up the system and announce a launch lineup. And it's far enough away that it shouldn't interfere with things like Death Stranding and, you know, some of the games that I am sure will be announced and will drop next year. Excuse me. So, as soon as the holiday, because the holiday 2020 has been in the headline, and it was all day yesterday. And I actually had a number of people reach out to me, including my wife, to be like, well, what does that mean for this year? And I want to answer some of that. In my opinion, if you already have a PlayStation 4, it doesn't mean much, right? It means that you get one more year before you have to think about PlayStation 5, really. But I don't think it means a lot to you if you don't want to upgrade, because PlayStation 4 is one of the best-selling consoles of all time. And there will be companies continuing to make games for the PlayStation 4 for a long time. There will at least be PlayStation 4 versions of games, I would guess, for at least a couple of years. Unless something crazy happens and the PlayStation 5 just blows up and sells 100 million units in a year or something crazy. That you can't ignore the fact that there's 100 million PlayStation 4s. So, unless you are a cutting-edge early adopter or have been looking for an upgrade, I don't think you got to worry about it. Now, for those families that might be listening to this, maybe you're a Switch household, you were thinking about getting a PlayStation 4, I absolutely think now is the time to buy in. If you are not an early adopter and you like to wait a little bit, now is probably, you know, this year and maybe even next year are going to be great years to buy into the PlayStation 4. The library is as good as it will ever be, with the exception of maybe a few games coming out next year. Spider-Man is a masterpiece. It was our game of the show game of the year last year. If you are a grown-up, God of War is also pretty awesome. One of the best games of last year. So it is a, you know, the library is great, and I would expect, especially as we get closer to the holiday, there will be a fair number of pretty good deals on the PlayStation 4, either this year or next year. Is it the shiny new hotness that's coming out next fall? No. However, if that doesn't matter to you, I expect some really great deals and bundles, especially this year and next. So I don't think anybody needs to panic. Now, if you do want to upgrade, now is the time to start, you know, saving your pennies. And here's why. I think this console is going to be very expensive. The PlayStation 4 launched at $399 US dollars. That was a different time. That was a different space in gaming. I believe that the PlayStation 5 is likely going to be around $500. I think we as a community will be saved by the fact that Nintendo, or that Sony rather, simply cannot price a console at $599 US dollars, because they did that with the PlayStation 3 and it failed. But the market has shown that people are willing to spend $500 on a premium piece of gaming hardware. So I believe that it will be at $500. We'll have a guide up soon for families as far as like ideas on how you can save up for that. I think one of the big ones is find a GameStop, pre-order one, and, you know, pay it off over time as soon as the pre-orders are available. But this is one of those things where, you know, we're just going to have to be ready for a higher price. There are some people that disagree with me. We've had some discussions about this in the Engage Family Gaming community, amongst the staff, etc. There's some folks that are like, nope, there's no way Sony would put this at above $400. Look, I hope you guys are right. I don't want to spend an extra $100. But this thing's going to have a solid-state hard drive, and it's got a lot. I mean, the reality is more expensive, fancier components all add to the price. And we know that Microsoft has multiple SKUs, and that could be how they do it, right? They could have a, you know, there could be like the Pro and the base model right out the gate for PlayStation. I mean, they have multiple SKUs. They could totally do that. And that might be one way to deal with this. I don't know. But for my money, unless it's crazy expensive, especially at the beginning of a generation, why not future-proof yourself a little bit and just get the Pro Edition? So, I don't know. We're going to talk more about this as we get more announcements. This is one of my favorite times of year, and we don't get it very often. You guys know I love, like, the Super Smash Brothers release cycle. You know I love spoiler season for Magic the Gathering. This is 100% one of my favorite times, because now everybody's going to be trying to find out, well, what's the launch lineup look like, and who's making games for it, and what does the box look like, and, you know, what are they going to call the controller, and what colors are they going to come in. Like, all these details are coming, and we get to enjoy the ride. So I appreciate you listening to me, and excuse me. I will be back next time to talk about some interesting software, parental control software, rather, that Xbox is putting out for the that help control time limits by app. Sounds like a really cool program. Program's not the right word. Some really cool settings that they're adding into Xbox and Windows 10 for families. So we'll be talking about that next time. So until then, hope you have a great day. And don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.